It is time once again for Kids Q, our kids question of the week here on 97.9 The Hill, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children, and just a great way to start a conversation, not just with the child in your life, but also with friends and family. Kids Q, made possible by Glee Kids, located on Market Street in Southern Village. Be sure to shop with Glee Kids for kids' clothing, books, games, toys, and gifts. They've got big style for your little ones, so be sure to shop in-store or online at their website, gleekidschapelhill.com. For this week on Kids Q, I'm rejoined by 97.9 The Hill's own Allie Evans. Happy Wednesday, Allie. How's it going?
Hello. Happy Wednesday. How are you?
I'm doing well. Welcome back from a mini vacation that
you
and your husband had down to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
You guys picked quite the time to swing through New Orleans before all the big exciting stuff is happening for the Tar Heels and the Blue Devils.
You know, it was fun because when we flew down there, the Final Four wasn't set. And New Orleans is the home to just the Final Four. So a lot of their promotional stuff was up, but we watched it evolve literally while we were there. And by the time we were leaving for the airport, they were adding the Final Four teams' logos to the arena where they're all going to play. They added that we were actually right across from a convention center. They added this really cool physical bracket that showed all the teams and how they won, and it was like 3D. It took up a whole courtyard.
Oh, awesome.
But it was neat to watch it kind of evolve as we were there.
And for the Tar Heels to be part of it.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, let's take a look at today's Kids Q. We'll see if there's any sort of Carolina and Duke way to work this in. Okay, it is, if you had a time machine, where and when would you go? I wonder if come Saturday that's going to be an answer for some Carolina and Duke basketball fans.
Oh,
but
man.
All right, I'm going to think kind of generally on this. When and where would I go? I think kind of along the sporting side, I think it would have been so cool to see what the Olympics looked like back in ancient Greece.
Oh.
I've always thought that it would be just really interesting to see what the original kind of concept was, for lack of a better term.
Right.
What the original OG Olympic Games were and what they've evolved into now, because it's probably unrecognizable. But at the same time, like, you know, back in ancient Greece, they probably didn't have that much reason for everybody to always gather at one spot. So
sure.
It was probably pretty amazing. I've always been curious what that looks like.
Well, and like as a sports fan, that would be interesting to see what sports looked like before there were sports.
Yeah.
Right? That's as like fundamental as you can get before the creation of sports and rules and teams. And yeah, that would be really cool. That like the beginning of sport.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't want to stay there for long.
No.
I think that would be a common theme to traveling back in time at any point. If they don't have modern medicine, if you don't have electricity,
I'm coming back. Okay, so my first instinct is to think of choices that I am maybe not proud of, or that if given the opportunity to make again, I would not make the same way.
I see.
So I would probably be selfish. This isn't as big-brained of an answer, but I would probably be selfish and go back and make a few different choices. I'm not one of these, like, I do think there are things that happen to us for a reason, but I'm not one of those that's like, I don't regret anything I've ever done. There are definitely things that I would back and change.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that would probably be my first stop. Is like, I shouldn't have done that thing, and I'm going to go back and fix that.
Yeah, I was definitely thinking more on, like, the spectating side. Like, if I could observe a time in history or a moment in history, what would that be? Instead of like, okay, I'm going back to either trying to like change the course of history or change my life in particular. I'm trying to think of any moments that I...
Then winning the lottery would be nice too, if you could somehow use your time machine to finagle that.
Yeah.
But I think as far as like a specific moment in time, I never got to meet my maternal grandmother, my mom's mom. I'm very close with my mom, and everyone who did know my grandmother, who now knows me, has said that we would just adore each other. And so that is definitely something that I would want to go back and spend some time with her
yeah.
as myself. Like, that has to be part of the time machine. I don't want to go back and just, like you were saying, like, witness something. I want to be able to be active in what I'm witnessing.
I got you. Yeah, yeah. Along the lines, my answer for that would certainly be talking with my paternal grandfather, just because he was, I was relatively young when he passed away,
yeah.
and he was a huge Carolina fan, and he went to Carolina as well, and he's pretty much the reason why the McConnell side of the family is so Tar Heel blue. And I would want to go back into time machine and talk with him just to get his just thoughts on, like, Mac Brown's first go around with the Tar Heels, Mac Brown's second go around
yeah.
with the Tar Heels, what he'd think about seeing Roy Williams and all of his success after he passed away. And also now knowing Hubert Davis is the head coach.
It would be nice if you could use the time machine to go get him.
Yeah.
And bring him, because right now, I mean, the epicenter of this rivalry is sort of a wild place to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the question is, where and when would you go?
I'm going and I'm coming back and
yeah.
I'm bringing someone with me.
That would
yeah,
definitely
I mean,
be.
I think probably none of us could even see this coming. When,
yeah.
when you think about this matchup, I mean, when I was talking to you earlier and we're almost a year out from Roy announcing his Roy retirement. And I know if anyone tells you they saw anything remotely close to this coming, they are a liar or they're in a time machine.
Maybe so.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the history behind this rivalry, and I'm sure there are people who kind of feel just like, I mean, all UNC Duke affiliation aside, I feel just really lucky to get to watch it happen.
Yeah, it's going
to
be pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
Pretty spectacular. Any other moments in time that you can think of, either in terms of, like, going back and tweaking some things or spectating? I think if I could go back and just watch it over again, this is very, very family-based Kids Q this time around, but it was also because my little brother's birthday was on Monday. I would go back to when he was, like, a baby just to see that again. He turned 20 on Monday, which is just so hard for me to believe. But yeah, seeing photos of being in the hospital room that day that he was born, I remember that distinctively.
Aww.
But I figure I would maybe try and take a trip back just to kind of relive that moment and see it in full.
Mm-hmm.
Just because my little 5-year-old brain only remembers, like, the bits and pieces, you know?
Sure. I mean, yeah, just going back to, like, my grandmother, it would be so cool to go hang out with my mom as me now and her then, like, meet us at the same age.
Yeah.
Gosh, the opportunities for the time machine question are just so endless, because I'm over here like, what's the most embarrassing thing I've ever done? Because I would definitely go back and not do that.
Here's a non-Kids Q question, though. I mean, do you think we'll ever be able to time travel? Do you think that's ever within the realm of possibility for us?
I don't think so.
I think it's too dangerous.
I'm not a believer.
I feel like it's just... I mean, one, the science behind it would be absolutely bananas. But I also just think that it would be too much power for one species to hold.
I don't
let alone like nation, country, however you want to put it. Like,
no, I don't think we were meant
too powerful.
To. I think we were meant to live in a world that's fairly fleeting.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Well, on that note,
let's keep going. Let's get really deep.
Well, I would be very curious to hear what
Me too.
Kids would have to say for this one. If you had a time machine, where and when would you go? Hey, on a budget, you can always read Magic Treehouse. That's a great way to get some ideas for this question. We're always looking for people's answers to this. If you're asking kids or friends in your life, if you have any engaging and interesting answers, be sure to reach out to us on social media. And hey, if you're looking for other great kids cues, we've got tons of these questions in our full Kids Q archives on chapelboro.com. Just head to our News on the Hill page. Once again, thank you to Glee Kids in Southern Village for presenting Kids Q. Be sure to follow them on social media themselves. They are at Glee Kids Chapel Hill on Instagram. That is a great way to stay up to date with their new products, sales, events, and much more. Allie Evans, as always, thanks so much for popping on to Kids Q.
Yeah, thanks for having me.